Good Friday morning. We're with Ken Lovett. For the last time, he has been, until Monday, the Senior Communications Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. And now, we heard in the news, it was all over the place, Ken, you're going to become the Senior Advisor to the MTA Chairman, Pat Foy. Will he ever return? Ken Lovett, congratulations.
Thank you very much. All these seniors in my title make me feel old.
Well, it's a major position. We wish you the best of luck with it. That means you'll be leaving us. It's the last day you'll be on. I can't tell you how much I and our listeners have appreciated our discussions over the years. Let's get right to it. Let's talk about some of the New York State news this week, other than your new job.
All right. Well, I mean, yesterday across the state, law enforcement got together and held different press conferences coming out against the criminal justice reforms that were passed this year by the state legislature and enacted into law. It's supposed to go into effect on January 1st. They're particularly upset about the bail reform that basically, unless it's a violent felony, it would allow anybody to be released on their own recognizance rather than have to make bail. The argument for it, of course, has been that you shouldn't have to be rich to avoid prison. But the law enforcement say it covers too many crimes and it'll leave too many dangerous people on the streets waiting trial. They're also against the new evidence requirements. They say it'll require them to give the defense too much evidence too soon, and it would be costly, and they don't have the money.
I mean, it's typical with a lot of these mandates that are unfunded in New York, right?
Yeah. You know, obviously, those who support these reforms believe that they're long overdue, that the scales of justice are tipped way toward people who have money. But the law enforcement people are now saying that there are going to be unintended consequences that could be harmful to the public.
Well, let's go from there to this Public Finance Commission. A number of legislators sent a letter saying, don't mess with political third parties. Make sure you pass the public campaign finance reform that is the best system we can put up for New York, or we'll change it.
Yeah, the commission is due to report the day before Thanksgiving, so next week. Depending on what they do, the legislature could come back in December and reject the report, or it automatically goes into law, although it's a little bit misleading because they can always come back next year and change the law. They always have that power, the legislature. But, you know, we're going to see what happens. Right now, the big questions are what the limits will be, how the public campaign finance system will be set. It would be the first time in there would be a statewide public campaign finance system. What the campaign donation limit will be lowered for statewide offices. Right now, if you run for governor, it's about $70,000 you're allowed to give. That should go down to about $25,000. And then there's the big debate over third parties. While they'll be spared in all likelihood, the question is, will the regulations that they have to meet to stay on the ballot, will they be toughened? It could be that instead of every 4 years, they're going to have to get a certain amount of votes every 2 years, and they may have to get more votes than they have currently. So that's been the big controversy. A lot of people, particularly the Working Families Party and progressives, have said it's an attempt to get rid of the Working Families Party. But we'll see what the final report says. It comes out in a couple of days.
It's been a fantastic run with Ken Lovett, of course, longtime journalist. One more day at Metropolitan Public Strategies and the new senior advisor to the MTA chairman, Patrick Foy. Congratulations, Ken. Thanks for all your expertise over the years, and we hope to talk to you from our news department in the future.
Well, this has always been fun for me. I very, very much appreciate it. Be well.